Okay, we're in Shadi Ches on the days. Last quarter of the Yom, the Toshma. We're discussing whether somebody sells something, and part of it he has rishus to sell, and part not. Is it mevatel the whole sale or not? Toshma. Hoysa ksubos amona. She was owed 100 on her ksuba. She was not a besula when she got married. So she only had a mana. Umachra shav a mana the dinner, the mana. And she sold a karka that was worth a mana and a dinner, the mana. Michra bottle. The whole mechra is bottle. My lads. And where it says, what case is it talking about here? Dzovin shav a mana the dinner, the mana the dinner. It's talking in a case where she sold too much land. She sold karka worth a mana and a dinner, and she sold it for a mana of a dinner. And umay bimana shala, she sold it to raise her mana, but she sold too much. She sold a mana of a dinner, and it was worth a mana of a dinner. And right, so afilu my afilu he omeris achzirus hadinner liyorshim bedinner mekarkoi. Right. Even if she says, I'll give a dinner worth of karka back to the Yorshin, it's still not a sale. So you see that the part that she had a right to sell, since it was done altogether with a part she didn't have, the whole sale is bottle. Uktani mechra bottle. So you see that if you sell something, you have rishus on part of it, and not on part, and it's all one sale, the whole sale is bottle. Rashi, my love, dissolving shoving money of a dinner with money of a dinner. That wasn't the mistake. The mistake was she sold too much. My b'mana, I say she sold it b'mana. It means she sold it to cover the mana that she was owed. B'mana shalak, kolomer b'shvil mana shahoya la viskabel, machra shava mana b'dinar b'shavya. My afilu hi omeres pshita, d'al korcha shal yisomno. What do you mean, even she says? Of course she has to give back the dinner. Mashma, though, even if she'll give back the dinner, the whole sale is bottle. Dinner mekarkoi, achzir ve'ekdem in halokeach, shova ha-dinner v'achzir en lohem. I'll be kona back from the lokeach, shova dinner of this karka, and give it back to them. No, the whole sale is bottle. So you see that if you sell more than you are allowed to, even the part that you're allowed to sell is bottle. Omar Rav Huna, bereid Rav Nosson, lo, he's not talking about that case. It's not talking where she sold a mon of a dinner for a mon of a dinner, and the problem is she sold too much. It's talking where she sold a mon of a dinner of karka, and she only got a mon for it. Right? So what's it called? So she got cheated. She didn't get the full value. Morris says, no, that can't be. Homed the seifa but the ozil have erasure, but lo ozil. The seifa is talking where she sold the property for less than its value. But therefore the ratio must be talking in a case where she sold it for the right value, but she sold too much. Rashi, homed the seifa, the tarti, but the ozil lomi lashmina. Why don't you two cases in the Mishnah to tell me a case where she sold it for less than its value? It must be the ratio is talking about a different case. Diktani seifa, where's the seifa talking about where she sold it for less than its value? Hoysa ksubasa arba mil zuz. Her ksuba was 400 zuz. Machra, and the husband added tosefes ksuba, gave her 200 extra. Machra lezeba mana, and she sold land worth a mana to one person. Ulezeba mana, and she sold another parcel of land for a mana. Ula achron yofa mana v'dinar b'mana. And the last one she sold a karka that was worth a mana and a dinar, and she only got a mana for it. So she sold the land for less than its value. Shel achron mechra batel, shel kulan mechra kayin. So there the Mishnah says the last one is batel because she didn't get the right price, and the first one is kai. The first three are kai. The first two. So you see that that the seifa is talking in a case where she sold sold the land for less than its price. So the ratio must be talking in a case where she sold the land for its proper price, she just sold too much. So this is low. Ratio of a safer but the ozel. Both the ratio and the safer are talking where she sold a land for less than its value. The Sefer Hakamashmalan, and the Sefer is coming to tell me a chiddush. Time of the Ozel b'diyasmi, ava b'dido amechrekayim. It's only if she, what's it called, she hurt the Yisomim by selling land that they own for less than its value, right? But if she herself sold such a thing, right, and she was, what's it called, so she lost out. Like we say in the ratio of the ratio of the Mishnah. Where it says, Homa de Resha Shemasmino. We heard that from the ratio of the ratio. Right? Hoysa Ksubasa Masayim, Umachra Shavamanav Masayim. Her Ksuba was worth 200, and she sold a land that was worth 100, and she sold it as if it was 200. Right? O Shava Masayim Bimana. Or she sold land that was worth 200 for only 100. Niskabla Ksubasa. Lamaisa, her sale's a sale. Since she's not hurting the Yisomim at all, Adarab. Now the same, Mahasum do istalkola mihai basal gamri. No, I would think that's talking where she got her complete suba. Either by selling 100 for 200 or 200 for 100, she got everything that she's supposed to get. Avalhacha nigzer mana rishon atu mana achro. Over here though, we're afraid that if we let the first sale be a sale, right, that the last sale will also be a sale. People will make a mistake and think that the last sale is also a sale. Kamash malan, that we don't mix a gzera. Let's see, Rashi. Homid the Sefer. Okay. The Ozel b'diyasmi, shalahoyala od alehem klum. Shahari ba'achron toaso. She doesn't have anything more. She made the mistake in the last one. So there she's finished here completely. Aval b'didoa kagon shetoaso eitzel echad min harishonim. Shahoya atos aleha. Where she made the mistake in one of the first fields, where she's going to lose out. Shahari yeshla od ligvos v'lim kormehen michrakayim. She has more fields to sell. Right? There her mecher is kayim and she loses out. There ain't onah by karkos, because there's no din of onah by karkos, right? At least up to double its value. Koshkein kan shtus, shir onah. There's no, what's it called over here? There's no, it's only a dinner. It's not even regular onah of where the mecher is bottled. It's more than a shtus. Niskab luk subasev lo amri and mecher bottled. We don't say that the mecher is bottled. Over there, in her sale, she's finished. She got her ksuba completely. So there's nothing to make a gzera. The first mechira, she only got partial payment. So let's say that even if she made a mistake in the first one, it should be bottled because she's still involved with getting her ksuba. Atu manachron v'lo nesi l'memer mecher kain. They shouldn't say that with the last one the mecher is kain, just like it was with the first fields. Kamash malon b'afilu hachi dafke v'tosu manachron. A manarishon mecher kain. She made in the first one, so we just deduct what she's owed on the other ones. Okay. Ikadi amrei. Some learned the shaila differently. Not where you sold more than you had a right to sell, but the opposite. Holo tiboyaloch. That's not a shayla. So a person sold more than he had a right to sell, the whole sale is bottled. Hecha de omer le zil zoven li lischa, de zoven le kora, de vadi mosif al devar of habi. Now, buy me a little bit, and he bought a lot, there he's mosif. He's not mishana. He bought more than the, what's it called, so what he bought is considered a shlichus, and the extra is not. Okay. The opposite case. He said, go buy me a lot, and he only bought a little. Do we say, I did you a favor? Right? Because I bought you less, I sold less. He told him to sell a certain parcel of land, and he sold half that parcel. He said, I did you a favor. Because in the end, if you won't need money, you don't want to sell your land. So I sold it piecemeal, so you could always change your mind. Because if you sold it, you couldn't change your mind. So I did you a favor. So the fact that I sold only half of it is good for you. Right? If you want to sell the other half, you can still sell the other half. Oh, Dilma, no. Amarlelo, Nichali, the Lifshu Shtori, I don't want too many shtoris. Person has too many shtoris, he looks like he's a debtor. So I don't want to have to sell it in two times with two shtaris. I wanted to sell with one shtar. Omri v'chanina misura toshma. Nosen lo diner shel zohav. A person gave a shliach, a diner shel zohav. V'omer lo havi li chaluk. Bring me a suit for a dinner. V'holak v'hevi lo b'sholosh chaluk u'v'sholosh talis. And he went, instead of spending the whole six sloyim, which is a dinner, on a suit, he got the suit cheaper. He got the suit for half price. So he bought a suit for three sloyim, and and a robe for another three. So for the same six sloyim that he wanted the suit, he got a suit and a robe. Right. No, he got a robe and a talis. Okay. Shnehem moalu, both of them are moel. So Maris Iyamris Bishlama Shliach ki haigavna osa shlichuso, the shliach fulfilled his shlichas. Lamaisa, he got him a suit that he asked for, and even though he got it to him for less money, right? Moshev al devar of Havei, just he added now another talis. So Mishum Hachi Balabai is small. That's why the Balabai is small, because we say Yeshliach with varavera by Meila. And he is a shliach. For the suit, he was a shliach, even though he got the suit for half price. But if you say that if getting it for half price is not doing least, I said buy a suit for six sloyim, and you only bought a suit for three sloyim. So that's not considered like you did what I told you, you didn't do at all what I told you. And am I moal? Why is the balabayis moal? Marissa says, how come I skin the icy le shova sheish bisholosh? Right, talking where he got him a suit that was worth six, but he got it for half price. He didn't buy him a half price suit, a cheaper suit. He bought him the same suit that he wanted, except he got a bargain. He got it for three. Zemora says, Yihochi shliach ameimol. Why is a shliach mol? And he did the shliach was complete. He did exactly what the Balabai said. Get me a suit of worth six. He got him a suit worth six. Only paid three for it. The shliach is moel on the talis, because that was extra. That he never asked him to bring him a talis too, just a suit. Right? Yihachi em a sefer. That's the case. Look at the sefer. Rabbi Huda Omer Af Bezeh Balabayis Lomol. Neshi Yochel Omer Cholak Godel Hayishi Mavakish. V'yato Haveshili Cholak Katan Vera. Like Rabbi Huda says, the Balabayis is not moel, because he could have said to him, "Look, I asked for a big suit, worth six, and you brought me a suit, a little suit that was bad." He says, what's Ra? What do you mean Ra? He said he's talking where he got him a suit that was worth six and he just paid three. So what was the problem? Right? It's Rabbi Daman. Domerlei, Isis, Libeshis, Koshkin, the Havishov, Atartisre. Right? So if you see if you can get half price, you can get me a suit worth six for three. If you would have spent the whole six on a suit, you could have got me a suit worth 12. Right? You would have got me a better quality suit. I wanted you to spend the whole six on a suit. I was thinking I'm going to get a six quality suit, but you got me a six quality suit for three. So if you would have spent the whole six on the suit, you would have got me a 12 quality, even better suit. But I wanted that. I wanted the suit for the six. I didn't want you to buy me a talis. So therefore, he still has a time according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi. The guy can say, the fact that I bought you a smaller field for half the money, right, is to your benefit, because now you can back out and maybe you won't have to sell the other half of the field. If I sold the whole thing, you wouldn't have been able to back out. Now that I sold only half, you could back out on the other half if you get money. A dinar zov is worth 25 dinar kesef. Kamim bazov v'hem shisha slime, which is six slime. The hevi lo b'sholos slime cholak. With three of the slime, he bought a suit. The havi dumya the zov in likura, the zov in lischa. Same case where he says, "Buy me a big piece of land." He only bought him a small piece of land. Shari tzivol limkor kol adinar b'cholak. Right, we're not so bad. Sell me a big piece of land. He only sold a small piece of land. Here's the same thing. He said, use the six shloim for a suit. And he didn't use the six shloim for a suit. He used only three. Amay mo'al, afagav delekel emeimer hocha taima dafushe star. Even over here, the reason we said before that the guy doesn't want the smaller, because he can have too many staros, miu ibi alma mavra al dvarav havei al korchen lo asa shlichuso. If in principle, right, getting the lesser amount is not doing what you said, just lesser, it's not doing what you said at all, then the same thing should apply over here. Shavashesh, the Havilei Osir Shlichus, the Cholik Bashesh, Amarle. He did buy him a suit worth six, but he got it for three. So he did the Shlichus. He got him a suit worth six, except he only paid three. Atalish, Asloim, Hachronim, Midai, Tolzion, Velomi Das Balabayas. The Shlich is moel on the Talis. Because the other three, the Balabayas didn't say to buy him a Talis. That the Shlich did on his own. Rabidonim, Shekinoa Bidomim, Muatim, Behutzivol, it knows from Beshesh. The guy can say, I didn't want you to get a bargain and bring me a suit worth six and pay only three. Right? I wanted to use the whole six on the suit. What's the difference? The mice in the end, I got a suit worth six. Because if you were able to get me a suit worth six for three, you could have gotten me a suit worth 12 for six. Him tomer ma'ich v'slei domer lei, Isis li b'shis, kol shekein d'merach n'tfei. Tavi shove tartis v'y sloim gedolin. I would have had 12 more, big sloim. It would have been worth more than double. Because when you buy in what's it called, quantity, you pay less. Shehalokeach harbi b'yachad mosli gabei tfei. Okay, so therefore, what's it called? The guy can taina that you didn't do what I asked you to do. I asked you to use the whole six sloyim for the suit. If you got me a suit worth six sloyim, fine. But if you could get me a suit worth six for three, then I'm very happy you paid six and get me something even worth more. But I didn't want you to use any of this for something else besides the suit, and therefore, what's it called? It's considered maver al devarav.